We are glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
But if you have faith as a seed, you begin to say some things. Now, some of you have been saying, well, I tell you, I just can't keep money. It just gets away from me. I tell you, isn't that amazing? It obeyed you, didn't it? Now, what about this sycamine tree? That sycamine tree, he said, would obey you. Do you realize that that money you got in your billfold was made out of trees? And it obeys faith-filled words. See, you had great faith in the ability of that money to flee from you. And you spoke it, and the more you spoke it, the more you believed it, the more you believed it, the more manifestation you had. Well, if we're going to follow the Scriptures and do the sayings of Jesus, then we're going to have to find out what Jesus said to do, right? Now, what did Jesus say to do? He said if you had faith as a seed, you would say, and you would speak to the tree. You would speak to the sycamine tree. You would speak to the problem area. Mark 11:23, he says, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain. Now here again, he's not talking about moving the Rocky Mountains. He's talking about problem areas that you face in your daily life. The teachings of Jesus are practical. It's religion that has squirreled it up and made it impractical. One fellow even said, well, you know, I don't know why anybody'd want to move a mountain. See, he was so spiritually minded, he couldn't get any insight into the practical truth that Jesus is saying. The things that Jesus taught are practical. Say to the mountain, to the problem, you won't hinder me any longer. Somebody said, oh, I couldn't say that. I might be lying. You probably would be. Because, see, you don't believe it. What you need to do is to confess what the Word said until faith comes. And then you take the faith that comes from the Word, and it will cause you to speak the Word of faith to cause the things to come into manifestation or to change your situation. Now, to give you a little personal experience, several years ago when I got a hold of this, I saw it in the Bible, and in my situation, I didn't have to hear it but about once till I said, I'm going to have that. I'm going to learn to operate in this spiritual principle of faith. And I started saying that I have abundance and no lack in the area of finances. I made me a confession list from the Word of God. Wrote it down on a little pad of paper, and I'd go out on the turn row, and when I was farming, I'd get on the back side of the field, and I'd confess and say what God said about me. And everywhere I looked, there was lack, but I was confessing abundance. And I told the Lord one morning, I said, Lord, it just seemed like I'm lying. And he said, that's all right, son. How could you lie saying what I said? See, I was saying what God said about me. For years, I said what the devil said about me. And brother, I mean, it like to put me under. I got so poor I couldn't pay attention saying what the devil said. I mean, everything he said, I'd just voice it. Yeah, I plant my cotton, it'll rain, it won't come up. If I plant it shallow, it'll turn off dry. I was a better prophet than I was a farmer. Job. In fact, I don't recall where this is found, but he says, decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and light shall shine upon your path. See, when you begin to decree some things by faith, based on the authority of the Word of God. Now, we're not talking about just going out here and saying a bunch of crazy stuff, you know, like, well, I'm going to have 9 million oil wells. You couldn't believe for that anyway. But find something in the Word of God that God has promised us, your family being saved. You know, Paul said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved in thy household. But if you believed, you have a precedent there to believe for your household to be saved. Start proclaiming it and decreeing it, that they will be and that they are. See, based on the authority of the Word of God. If it's in a financial area, find the promise for it. begin to confess it, you see, until the faith comes. First stages of it, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say this many ways you're going to get it. Is only causing faith to come. See, that's why it takes God's Word to produce the faith to change the things. But after you've confessed God's Word, produce the faith inside you until you know that you know that you know that you know, you still have to speak the word of faith to change some things. Proclaim it. Decree it. Jesus said in Matthew's Gospel, the 12th chapter, about verse 34, speaking of the scribes and Pharisees, He said, "How can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh." He said, "A good man out of the good deposit or good treasure of his heart, he bringeth forth good things." Now Jesus is talking about after it's already in there. When it's in there, then the way you bring it forth is to speak it. "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." Now, you know that if you don't have the good things in your heart, you can't speak them out. If you have evil things in here, guess what's going to come out? You know what happens when tragedy strikes many times over in the Canary Islands when those two 747s run together? Why, the recorder recorded that they were cursing and blaspheming and saying, "We're all going to be killed." That was what was in their heart. The blasphemy comes out, but the abundance of the heart comes out. So when you face a hard situation in life, if you're a doer of the sayings of Jesus, and you filled your heart with the good word of God, and you face a hard situation, it looks like there's no way in the world to get over this situation, Jesus said, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak." And you begin to proclaim the word of faith. Faith that you have from the Word of God in you will cause you to voice and speak and decree that this mountain, this problem will not hinder me. I will overcome it. Now see, it's based on the faith that you receive from the Word of God. Not that you're just trying to be God. You're just trying to act like God would act if He were in that situation. God's faith is released in His words. And when you receive the Word, confess the Word, proclaim the Word, until that faith gets inside you, then it becomes your faith. See, it gets inside you. And then you release your faith. If you had faith then as a seed, you would say. And people that won't say some things in faith don't have it. They don't have faith as a seed. They might have faith, all right. But they just don't have faith as a seed. Now let me ask you this question. If you were to ever obtain anything from the principle of faith which is recorded, the God kind of faith in Mark 11:23, that says, "Whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." How would you ever enter into anything through that spiritual principle of faith if you didn't say it before it happened? Because he said, "Whosoever shall say, believe, doubt not in his heart, but believe what he says will come to pass, he shall have." See, he didn't have it then. He shall have it. Doesn't have it now. Didn't have it when he said it. But he shall have whatsoever he saith. See, there's a spiritual principle here that most people, most religious people, I'll say, have never entered into. That you must believe God's Word, speak God's Word, decree some things in faith to get your faith in action and to get it out there. Somebody said, you just ask someone sometimes if they hear you saying something, they say, "Oh, I wouldn't say that." Well, why wouldn't you say that? You know what they'll say sometimes? "Oh, I'm afraid the devil will hear me say that." Well, what difference would that make? Well, if the devil hears you saying that, he'll make the very opposite happen. Well, now you see, they have more faith in the devil than they have in God and His Word. "Yeah, I know the devil will hear me say it. That's the one I want to hear me say it. I want him to know what I believe, because as I believe, I speak. And he knows that I know that Jesus knows that I know that I can have what I say if I believe and doubt not in my heart. The devil knows that. That's why he tries so hard to get you in a position where you won't say some of these things. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not telling you just go out here and just start saying a bunch of things that you don't believe. It's all right to say what God said in His Word, even though you don't believe it, to cause the faith to come. Because if you'll say it long enough, you'll believe it. I challenge you to just study the Word of God and just go through there and just say, now, do I really believe that? Do I really believe? Is that really in me? You'll find out where your level of faith is. If you had faith as a seed, you would say. What would you say? You would say that the obstacle, the problem, the situation that the devil's brought against me will fail. It will not overcome me. If you're going to doubt something, just doubt that the devil is able to do it. The devil comes around and says, you're going to fail? Say, I doubt that. I doubt that you're able to make me doubt God. Doubt your doubts and believe what God's Word said. Can you see that? Can you say amen?
Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Now, this last day for CD offer number 7251. It's entitled Words, Faith, and Things. Two CDs and an album for $15 plus $4 postage and handling. Words, Faith, and Things. God's Word produces faith for the things that God has given us. 2 Peter chapter 1 tells us that God hath given, notice, hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. How? Through the exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of His divine nature. Didn't say you would be, said you might be. In other words, if you do what the Word says to do, the promise will work exactly the way He said. Jesus, in the 12th chapter of Matthew, said, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart, he bringeth forth good things. Now, the good treasure you need to put in your heart is the Word of God that brings faith. The Word is nigh you. It's first in your mouth, then it gets in your heart. And when you can see yourself with the promise, in other words, you may be in lack at this present time, but you go to confessing the promises of God, there is abundance, no lack. My God has met my need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. When you confess that until you believe it's true, you can see yourself with it, you're well on your way to receiving the promise of God manifest in your life. It's important to hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering. If it wasn't important to hold fast to it, there would be no need to hold fast to it. But it is important. It's in the Scripture. Hold fast to your confession of faith. Words, faith, and things. God's Word produces faith for the things that He has given us. Now, some people think, well, God doesn't want you to have things. Well, then why did He tell us how to obtain things? God's Word produces the faith for the things that He hath given us through the Scriptures. And when faith has come, we speak words that cause things to come to us in Jesus' name. That's CD offer number 7251. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400, 1-877-396-9400. Until Monday, this Charles Capps reminding you, the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.